This is the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin, a.k.a. Q Gauze No Days Off, from on the field and off the field, NFL player and entrepreneur, motivating you to be the best you can be and getting you out of your comfort zone, sharing with you travel, sports, and entrepreneurial tips with amazing guests on the show. Now, get ready for your life to change with the Life Journey Podcast and your host, Quentin Gauze.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? This is another series, you know, another episode of the Life Journey Podcast. Everybody, get ready. We're going on a plane. We're traveling all the way to Europe. We're going to London. And we're with my guy, Anthony Knowles. How's it going?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm doing great. It's good to have you on the show. How do you feel?
Yeah, man. Good as can be. Crazy times at the moment for everyone. You know, a lot of people stuck at home right now. Not much to do. But, you know, I'm busy, man. Been running this new, you know, site up and coming, online film school. Been staying in shape, working out, eating good. I'm drinking. This isn't dirty water, by the way. This is lemon-infused salt water, you know, because I'm fasting until tomorrow. So,
okay,
just keeping my electrolytes up. Focusing on health, focusing on work, keeping busy. Been good.
Man, Anthony is one of like the hardest working filmmakers I've seen in the industry. And, you know, I was watching him on YouTube and stuff and noticed how hard he was working. And he's such a, you know, young dude that's just like just grinding, just doing his thing. And, you know, we first met when, you know, I reached out to him to see, you know, you can come out to Atlanta to come teach some of my, people on my team. Came out, did a great job. And we've been friends ever since and just been connecting with him and, you know, awesome guy, man. So I love what you're doing. You know, kind of talk a little bit about, you said you're working on a course. I seen you went off of social media for a bit. Like what's, you've been in the zone, bro. So like, that's what.
Do you know how it all started? Like, so obviously been traveling now for the past 3 years, making these videos. And what happened was I was in Vietnam last year. And I had my 23rd birthday. And for some reason, I just started thinking back on how quick time had gone by. Like in all the years I was traveling. And I was like, shit, man. Like I'm like approaching, although I'm still young, right? But I felt like I was like, time was going by so fast. Mm. And although I was traveling, I was doing all these things and it's great. I started to want to be able to support myself completely, start my own business. Because I very much have that business mindset, right?
Right.
And over the years, I've had so many questions from people, you know, how do you do this? How do you do that? How I was able to start traveling the world by 20 years old, like 2 years after leaving high school. All these things are like things that people want to know. Young creators want to know how I do it. And so about 8 months ago, I started putting together a course, right? Like, so, you know, everything from what camera to buy to, you know, how you use that equipment properly. So, you know, how you creatively use that equipment, how to edit, how to make these videos, you know, that you see, how I actually do it from start to finish, how I travel the world, how I, you know, land big clients like Airbnb, the NBA, stuff like that. And so started putting that all together and I just about finished it like a month ago, all the content. And now I'm basically getting online because I have a big incentive now to teach people how I actually do it. And I want to give back and I want people to succeed. I want people to do well in this space. And the world's changing. You know, the world is changing in such a big way. With the online space now, what used to be, you know, 10 years ago, it was very hard to travel the world, make videos. Today, it's becoming a lot more common and young people are dominating the space now. You know, people are making five figures with consumer, you know, cameras. Whereas back in the day, before sort of 2010, I've been in the game 10 years now. But before then or around that time, the space was dominated by these companies, these big production companies, production houses. Now it's production houses and production companies still exist, but there's a shift happening now into the individual, the young, hungry individual with the consumer-based camera, you know, really killing it in the game. So I want to teach that side of things as well.
That's what's up, man. You said you're about to launch the course. What do you feel like, when you started creating this course and you were looking at I know you did your market research, checking around on other courses to see what people were doing to make sure you had the best course. Like, what makes your course different than everybody else out there?
So it's called the Online Film School. And so at the Online Film School, I truly believe that there's an emphasis on really mastering your craft. And so the thing is, with a lot of other courses I've seen, they'll teach the fundamentals, they'll teach you how to do this and that. They'll teach a bit of creativity, you know, how to make a music video, how to do this. But I truly believe that my work can stand up to some of the best, you know, individual solo filmmakers out there. And right. I truly believe that. And my visuals speak for themselves, you know, and to get that look, to get the production quality, the really high-end production quality, you really need to have the tools. You really need to know the structured process that I actually go through. It's not just about the visuals. It's about the editing. It's about the sound design. It's about how all these things tie into each other. And in my course, there's a massive emphasis on really creating visuals that stand out. And, you know, in this game, it is competitive. There's a lot of people doing it. And it is oversaturated, I'd say, with, you know, a lot of average videographers or below average videographers. And there's, for me, is a much a focus on mastering that and becoming the best you can possibly be, being so good that your work just really, really shines and stands out. And so there's a big emphasis on that. And also my course is very editing heavy as well. And I do believe that a lot of the things I'm teaching right now are not being taught by a lot of people as well. Yeah, I think that's the main one, but also there's a lot of other benefits as well. I do teach business. I also teach people exactly from start to finish how I, you know, take on certain shoots. So for example, I did a recent project in London with a DJ. I literally show the entire process, the shooting, the editing, the planning of that entire video. So it's interactive. People can actually learn. They can look at a video and I show them exactly how to make it from start to finish. Why I do the things I do, how I plan it out, how I interact with the clients. You know, everything is covered. It's fully inclusive. And, you know, it's high level filmmaking. It's high level stuff. So, but also beginners, you know, it's good for beginners too. It can take someone who knows nothing and then take them to a proficient level where they can start going out there and actually applying that knowledge and making money. So, you know, it's diverse.
That's awesome. So, yeah. So it's for beginners and advanced.
Yeah.
Photographers. Yeah. That's awesome, man. Yeah. I was checking out some of the stuff you've been posting, and yeah, you were diving into some cool photo motion capture doing. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, he's doing it differently. A lot of no other courses are doing that right now.
Yeah. You know, that's the important thing, is to have that unique selling point. And I believe that we do have that. And, you know, I'm teaching things that a lot of people just still aren't teaching. I'm surprised actually, that more people aren't doing this. Mm-hmm. And so I took it upon myself to start, you know, teaching it myself. And then also a big benefit of joining is the fact that, you know, I help people along the way. So we have an exclusive Facebook community. I host weekly live streams where I critique people's work. I answer any questions. And that's a big thing as well. You know, something I wish I had when I was first starting out was like a mentor or someone to correct me on my mistakes and guide me, you know, in the correct way. Because in all honesty, yeah, I've been in this game for 10 years, but it shouldn't have really taken me 10 years to get here. You can streamline that process by just not, you know, by just approaching things in the right way, having the mentors, having the information laid out in front of you. For me, you know, back in the day when I was starting out in 2010, there was no resources on this stuff. I had to make the mistakes. I spent a lot of money, a lot of time, you know, making those mistakes. And so, you know, this is going to give you that streamlined, you know, learning process, which I feel is so important.
Yeah, cutting that learning curve so you can be able to get there quicker. I always talk about that. You either can walk to New York City or you can drive to New York City. So which one do you want to?
That's a great analogy. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, that's awesome, brother. So let the folks know. So talk a little bit about, like, you know, you growing up and just, you know, filmmaking in general, how it became a love of yours, and then how you got involved with Jabril and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's a pretty crazy story. It'll take me a while to explain the whole thing in proper detail, so I'll kind of summarize it.
Okay.
So it all started about 2009, and I was about 12 years old. And me and my brother at the time, he's not with us anymore, God bless his soul. But we were, you know, together on the computer, and we were just messing around, and we found some parkour and free running videos. You know, parkour and free running, so like jumping around, doing tricks, that kind of thing. And naturally at 12, 13, you start doing this. We're doing backflips. We're filming it on our mobile phones. It wasn't like this. It was, you know, not like these phones today. It was like a little Nokia phone, you know, filming each other, showing our friends. And that soon progressed, you know, over the years, through my teenage years. I actually got a proper camera when I was about 15, like a Canon T2i, which was my first real camera. And I started making videos. That built up to me basically leaving high school. In the UK and the US, it's a bit different. So it's not like high school and then college is basically university. But here, you have high school and then you have like college and then you have university. And it's like 2 years of college. But it's like you guys' high school, I believe, is like our college. So I left basically high school / college at about 18. And I started going freelance in London. And so doing that, picking up some clients here and there, making a bit of money. But, you know, sometimes I go without work for like a month or two. I didn't have the business mindset. I had the skill, but not really the business mindset, which is something I got later through learning and different things. And then when I was about 19 / 20, I was on Facebook one day scrolling through, seeing an ad, Jabril, as we know, my good friend Jabril. He was there looking for a filmmaker in London, looking for someone to come travel with him and his team, making these cool videos. I applied for that. And then, he hits me back. We get talking. A couple months later, boom, I fly out to Thailand. And then pretty much the rest is history. You know, I've been traveling now for the past 3 years. Obviously not right now, but, you know, hopefully that will resume again soon. But yeah, it's just been a crazy ride. That's how it's happened. A lot has led up to that. But that's a basic summary of how it happened. I've worked really, really hard. A bit of luck does come into it, but ultimately it was down to two things. It was networking with the right individuals and getting those connections, and then also having the skill to be able to provide value to those good connections, right? How can I provide value to someone like Jabril? And then once I provide that value, the value is then returned to me in the form of, you know, all these opportunities, which is basically, that kickstarted my career. That was really the kickstart. And that took, 13 years old till 20. So 7 years before I started actually breaking into some good stuff. Before that, it was just kind of up and down, you know?
That says a lot right there, like you said, value. You providing value first. A lot of people want money now. A lot of people want it now. They want, you know, our generation is a impatient generation. And what would you say about that? Like, emphasize on the value aspect of providing that before you get before you receive, and how important that is.
Yeah, no, super important, man. You know, I've interacted with some pretty influential people now, some successful people. I'm around a lot of success now, and I didn't get it at first, but I'll tell you a little story. So one time I was about 19, and I was in the street one day, and I randomly came across a guy like filming and doing magic tricks in the street, and I started talking to him, and I didn't know who he was at all. But at the time I was looking for opportunities, whatever I could get, right? And I was like, hey man, like, don't know who you are, but you know, if you ever need someone to film videos for you, let me know. And so we exchanged details, and then boom, when I get home, I find out this guy has like millions and millions of followers. His name's Julius Dean. I don't work with him anymore, but you know, we're still friends. And he's, you know, he's big online. And again, it reinstates the point. It's like, I was just there to provide the value, right? I wasn't trying to get anything from him. This goes for so many different things. Whenever you're around successful people, you're around influential people, the best thing you can do is think to yourself, what is the best way I can help this person? What is the best way I can bring value to this person using the skills that I have? So in my case, obviously it's filmmaking. Is creating visuals. And we're in a world now where many people need promotions in the form of video, right? And so that's the value I can provide for them. And then ultimately it does return to you in abundance if you can do that. Not always, but most of the time that's just kind of how it works. So, and that's how it's worked for me. You know, I bring value to other people. They bring value to me. Same with the course. You know, I bring value to people and I get value back. And that's just the way the world works, really. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, it's super important. And I'm all about that. You know, I'm all about bringing as much value to people as possible. If it's video, it's video. If it's my teachings, it's my teachings. I ultimately want the best for people. I want filmmakers to excel in this world, because you can if you have the right tools, if you have the right knowledge, if you have the right guidance. And there's a lot of misinformation out there at the moment, and I'm trying to basically set that straight. So,
that is awesome, man. That is awesome. That mindset. And how old are you?
23.
Only 23 years old, folks. And
he's like, late this year.
All right, 20, he's crushing it. And it's just the mentality. And it's like, you got to keep going. Like you were saying, you got to like, you went out and looked for those opportunities. You didn't just sit at home like, dang, like, what do I do? Like, you went out and found it. You went out and searched for it. And like, same thing happened to me when I like got out of the NFL. And I was like, yo, what do I do with this? I want to get into filming, but what do I do? Had to go do free gigs, opportunities, filming for free. And opportunities came out of that. And so like, that is huge, bro. Like, I respect the heck out of it. And that's why, you know, that's when I saw you watching on YouTube and seeing what you've done. I'm like, so I could tell his heart is like different. He has a different type of heart than most people, you know? So no, kudos to that, brother. So next thing is, I guess we're gonna kind of go left field with this. What's your favorite restaurant in London?
Ooh, in London. You know what's crazy? I haven't actually been to many fancy places in London, because when I'm going to fancy restaurants, usually I'm abroad or I'm usually traveling, I'm usually doing some jobs. There was this one place I went to in London that was really nice. I forget the name of it though. I'll have to hit you back with it. But there's a good place I went with my girlfriend at the time. This was like 2 years ago. I went to the Shard rooftop, and they got a nice restaurant in there. That was pretty good. You know, what I usually have, if I go to a nice restaurant, I usually get a nice ribeye steak, dry aged.
There you go.
But like, yeah, I'll have to let you know the name of the other one I went to. It was in the London video, video I made. It was in there. That was a really good restaurant. But most of the time when I'm at good restaurants, I'm usually abroad. I'm usually away. And Panama has probably some of the best restaurants I've been to personally. Panama City. No lie. It really does. Some amazing restaurants in Panama City.
They definitely do. And that's my mother's hometown. So it's like, yeah, I love it.
It was ridiculous. Probably the best food I ever had was in this place called Sapa de la Coco or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been our Panama video. The best Jamaican food I've ever had in my life. It was unbelievable. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
The food is so natural down there. I love it. It's not, yeah. No chemicals.
Produce. Yeah, that Latin America definitely has some good produce down there.
They definitely do. So I just want to make sure, like, so are you in London currently? You're not in
London? Yeah, I'm in London right now. I'm stuck. Yeah. I'm stuck in London. Okay. I'm trying to leave London, dude, but I'm stuck here for probably at least another month.
Man, yeah, I heard they're opening up travel in most different places beginning July, I believe. June.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, you feel trapped. You're like, yo, I want to get out. I want to go travel. I want to.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. Soon come.
Right. So what would be a quote that you can leave? Well, actually, what could people do, I guess, like, that are inspired by you? Obviously, you got the film course, but what are some things how people can get involved and get started in filming?
Get your phone. And if you haven't got a camera, you don't even need a camera. See this phone right here? Or most people have a phone that actually has a really good camera on it. So if you do want to get into filming and you're not 100% like in, or you haven't got the money to spend on a camera, get your phone. Start making videos with this. Do as much research as you can. Skillshare has some great stuff if you want to learn the basics of filmmaking. You know, do your research and just start making videos. That's the best advice I can give anyone. You know, it's like anything in life. If you want to be good at something, you got to do it. If you want to be good at jujitsu, you got to do it. Up and do it recently, right? If you want to be good at football, you got to practice. You know, and this is what it's about. So, yeah, go out there, practice, learn as much as possible and apply that and then build your way up. Once you get decent on with using one of these, maybe you can step it up and go from there.
That's what's up, brother. What would you say? So it takes, what they say, it only takes 10,000 hours to like effectively learn a skill, right?
Yeah.
So like 10,000.
That's what they say, to master a skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is definitely some truth to that. I would say I'm probably 10,000 hours into editing now, using Adobe Premiere. Probably not filming though, because I film a lot less than I edit. But I think you can get pretty good at your at something with a lot less than 10,000 hours. I do believe you can get really good at something. They say that you can pick up a basic skill to a basic level within about 20 to 40 hours of practice. Like you get a feeling, I kind of got the hang of this, you know, a little bit. Obviously it takes a lot more time to master, but you can pick up basic things within like 20 hours. But yeah.
Enjoy
the process, that's the most important thing. If you don't enjoy it, don't do it.
Right. That's true.
This is not a game you want to get into if you don't enjoy it. It's just not. Do something else. Be a banker. True, you want more money.
Like, yeah, I've not. Be a banker.
Yeah, if you want to make money, if your only interest is to start stacking, then I wouldn't say filmmaking is the best for that because it takes a long time to get the skill set. You know, to start making big money takes some time. Yeah, I believe.
It definitely does. Yeah, overnight, like you don't normally see overnight success. I mean, if there is, kudos to them. But everybody that I've seen has just been grinding for hours.
Oh, for sure, dude. And just for the record, I'm not there yet either. I'm not anywhere near where I want to be right now. So I'm still on this whole process as well. So, you know, I'm still grinding away.
All right. Ever learning process. So we're getting towards the end of the convo now. So we always on the Life Journey series have a guest give a inspiring quote that can help impact someone for the rest of their lives. What quote would that be that you may live by or something that you may take from the individual?
Don't live your life like your life is going to last forever. I see people doing that shit a lot, man. And it's important you understand that because, man, people just be living like that. There's no end. Do you know what I mean? They're, like, shit's going to end one day. Or, hey, you might not even live to be an old man or an old lady or whatever. Like, your shit might be cut short, man. So, like, start getting out there. Do as much as you can in this space of time that you have. That we call life. Do as much as you can. Why not? You know, why not just push the boundaries? You know, be a person of excellence. Get yourself out there and get it done, man. Enjoy life, but also see how far you can push things. You know, don't be average.
Yo, he's Anthony dropping dimes in the podcast. Straight dimes in the podcast, brother. That's what's up. Yeah, whoever listening, make sure y'all take notes on that because. I remember I spoke with an individual in Ethiopia about that too. And like, they said the same thing. Like, if you're not living your life to the full potential, like each and every single day, man, like you're not giving your all. Like, yo, bro, kudos to that. Like you're an example of that. Keep doing that. Everybody's listening. Make sure you do that too, because this world we live in, everybody's seeing the success now on Instagram, on Facebook. Like you said, I love when you talk about the dopamine, like the happy, like when you're on. Yeah. Yeah, oh man, this guy,
yeah. It's important, man. Don't look at what the other guy's doing, man. That's a big thing too. Just focus on what you're doing and don't worry about the other guy.
That's really tough.
I don't follow any of these people. People ask me all the time, oh, did you see what this guy did? Or what this guy put out the video or this course or whatever. No, I'm just like, if I'm running 100 meters, I ain't looking to my left. I ain't looking to my right. I sure as hell ain't looking behind me. I'm trying to get to that finish line. So yeah, don't worry about the other guy or the other girl.
I love that. That's a great quote right there. There's a book called, I don't know if you've read it yet, Atomic Habits by James Clear.
I'll write it down.
That like every dopamine, everything that you've talked about before or have, you know, maybe researched, like this guy talks about it. And it's such an interesting read. I'm almost finished with it. Atomic Habits by James Clear. He talks about dopamine and breaks it down for sure. But yeah, man. Oh yeah, and give the folks like two books that you've been reading as well too that maybe you know can inspire them, help inspire them.
Okay. So I read a lot of different books. But I would say the best probably for self-help is for me anyway, has been The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, which has been very useful. It's a great foundation for anyone. I truly believe that it's one of the, if you haven't read a single book, read that book. It's amazing foundationally for your life, I believe. There's a lot of other good ones, but I think How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie is also a great one as well. It should reinstate what you should already know, but it's good to kind of take notice of it. I think that's a good book as well. It's a very popular book. A lot of people have read it. But yeah, those two books are great. There's a lot of other ones, and I don't just read self-help. I read a lot of other stuff as well, but for self-help, those two are really good, I think.
Yeah, those are some solid books for sure. And you said The Four Agreements book is by who again?
Don Miguel Ruiz. Yeah, probably my favorite book of all time, I would say. It's changed my life in ways I couldn't even describe. Yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure I'll check that one out.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. Well, let everyone know, like, plug yourself. Like, let them know about the site, the social media, you know, what things to follow.
Okay. So, yeah, if you want to follow my personal Instagram, it's ant_creative. If you want to follow what we're doing at the Online Film School and you're interested in filmmaking, learning filmmaking, we have an Instagram page at The Online Film School. Or alternatively, we have our website, which is theonlinefilmschool.com. Go check it out if you're interested. Thank you.
Fantastic. Anthony, thank you so much for coming on the show today, brother.
Man, thank you, bro.
Yeah, man. And keep crushing it. I can't wait to see, like, once you launch that thing, bro, like, I know it's success with it. I know it's going to, like, take off. Because, again, like, y'all go on his page, bro. Like, see the stuff he's been posting. Like, it's so different. It's so different from all the courses I've either purchased or have seen. So, good stuff, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate it, bro. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin Gause. To find out more and to follow the journey, visit Quentin's Instagram at QGause or our business page at iron_visuals. For full recaps of the show, find us on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Thank you for tuning in.